Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to week three of the NFL season and another edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. For the next hour, we're going to be talking about all things NFL Week 3, and our goal is to help you win your league. Let's introduce who's on the show. Tell me how your Loon Fantasy season is going, and we'll start with you, Justin.
Well, my name is Justin, as everyone heard you call me, and my Loon season is going how most of them go. 2 weeks in, I'm 1-1. I'm 500. If you look across our league at the teams, there's a lot of balance. There always is. There's not much to pick from on the waiver wire. So, yes, the league, you really got to draft well in. If you don't get a good foundation, you're toast. You can't really trade your way into a championship in our Loon League, I've noticed. So, I think I feel good about my team, John. It's hard to know. There's so many injuries, and things have been kind of wild here the first 2 weeks. So, I found myself speaking mostly with everyone about – it's just really hard to figure out if I really like my team or if I think it's terrible. And it varies from day to day.
Very true. Lyle.
Yeah. I'm Lyle Dickman. And this team is a challenging one, but I gotta win this week and feel like I've steadied the boat through the storm here. I feel like I have to make all my decisions on McCaffrey and Jordan Mason maybe here in the next couple of weeks as well. So, going to be some busy fantasy football planning to see if I got a, like Justin said, a legit team or if I'm just going to be a passerby here in this season.
Jack.
Well, John, I sit at the bottom, 0-2 of the longer hairs. That's our division here in the Loon League, the headbangers and the long hairs.
Except all of us are in one of them.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've got the second most points against, of course. I've got the seventh most points. I've got more points than like four people in the other division. I should have had a win, but I don't. But good news, I picked up Derek Carr, so my luck's about to change.
Yeah, isn't that something? We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, the fourth lowest scoring team in our division. By the way, there's only six teams in our division, but the top four all have more points than the number one team in the other division.
How about that?
Correct. Our division is brutal right now. Yep.
Kind of a bloodbath. Well, my name is John, and I'm pretty happy with my team. I went wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver in my first three picks, and then got lucky enough, at least at this stage, to snag Alvin Kamara. So things have been going all right on this end. 2-0. The season is young. Anyway, so let's, on the show today, as we always have, we're going to have start set for week three. We're going to have free agents you should be shooting for, daily fantasy plays. But first, it's time for the Hot Tub Club, the injury report, and Tua Tagovailoa. I think by now we all know what happened to him. I believe they put him on IR. If they haven't, they don't expect him back.
They did.
Yeah, don't expect him back for a while. Skylar Thompson taken over, at least for now, in Miami. Anthony Richardson grabbed his hammy after a big run, but he seems to be all right. Jaden Daniels had a leg injury, but did return to the game. Justin Herbert left MCL sprain. Justin Herbert had the leg injury. He returned to the game. The MCL sprain is Jordan Love, and I'm going to take these reading glasses off. Maybe I can see a little bit better. He's been practicing this week. There is a chance he gets on the field. You'll want to keep an eye on that tomorrow. Isaiah Pacheco, surgery, fibula, done for a while, at least. We'll talk about free agents on that. Rashad White's got a groin injury. He may not play. Joe Mixon is trending not to play. He's not practicing. Hasn't been for all week. Tajay Spears should be all right with an ankle. Tank Bigsby had a minor shoulder injury, but he should be back for week three. Justin Jefferson and the quad, everything sounds good there. Cooper Kupp, they put a cast on to try and avoid swelling so that he doesn't have to go on IR, but he ain't playing this week. Neither is A.J. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown banged up, but that guy's tough as nails. Debo Samuel not playing this week. Evan Engram looks like he's on the shelf for this week. Taysom Hill suffered a chest injury, had to go to the hospital. I don't think he's going to be playing this week. Looks like Dalton Schultz is in. Jake Ferguson should be in. David Njoku is in likely, and all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, George Kittle with a hamstring pops up on the injury report. Another man down in San Francisco. Ah. Thursday night.
He came out during the game, John. He came out during the game and came back in, so he was already dealing with dehydration, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden this thing comes up, so I don't know what's going on there, but I don't think he's going to play. Well, we had Thursday night football. Give me a one-minute recap, Jack. Jets beat up on the Patriots.
Yeah, honestly, I was watching it envious of Jets fans and also really happy for them. And I say that very sincerely. Like, you know, coming from a fan base that's had their butt kicked, and I know the Vikings guys have too, it's nice to see these Jets fans actually get something going. And Rodgers looked real good. Patriots O-line looked terrible, but Brissett looked good before he came out. Stevenson was a total bust last night. The Jets just shut him down. And Lazard, man. I mean, if Lazard's on your waiver wire, go grab him. Rodgers loves the dude.
This is the real deal, Justin. The Jets have a quarterback, just like Jack said. And I don't know. I know we're 2 weeks or 3 weeks into the season, but Jets looking all right.
Yeah, Rodgers had good numbers, 35 pass attempts, which is pretty wild. I think they'll be okay. It just depends. You know, he's 47 years old. You know, as long as he can hold up all season long, it's as good a defense as he's played with in a long time. I agree with Jack. It's just nice to see the Jets fans, you know, have something to cheer for. Their quarterback history, other than, you know, the biggest Super Bowl upset history, has just been a disaster.
Facts.
His numbers were good, but I was watching a little analysis. Somebody was breaking it down. His release time on the ball is actually faster than it was like 4 or 5 years ago. It's in keeping with the best times of his career. And he scrambled well. He's got talent. There's no reason they can't get into the playoffs pretty handily.
Yeah, I heard the release time thing too, right? It's like 2.3 or 2.4 seconds versus his career average of like 2.7. But yeah. I take the approach of that was in his first game, right? Just after his first. He's still not fully settled in and comfortable. The guy hadn't played football in over a year. So I that first game especially, you saw how quickly he was getting rid of the ball. They were just short little dink passes. I think this game is a sign of him starting to settle, get more comfortable, get more relaxed. He still looks like he has some happy feet, you know, but I know Rodgers has always kind of played that style, but it didn't look like he was setting his feet a whole lot on most of those throws. Mm.
Well, we have only just begun here on the Fantasy Football Foursome. We're going to come back and talk daily fantasy news and strategy. Back with more after this. We're back on the Fantasy Football Foursome, and it's time to talk daily fantasy strategy for week three. I really see some value out there, and let's kick it off with quarterbacks. Justin, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and roll the dice on a little bit of Sam Darnold this week, going against Houston. I'm changing it up. I'm changing it up, fellas. I've decided. Houston's had like 5 interceptions in the first 2 weeks. Their defense is actually good. We know that Donald's good for one bad pick a game, as well as he's been playing. That's just always been his MO. So I'm going to pivot from him, and I am going to roll the dice on a little bit of a bounce back here for Joe Burrow going against Washington. I love the matchup. 6,100 on DraftKings. It's probably as cheap as we're going to get. For Joe Burrow, but I think Cincinnati looked better last week. I think they really get right this week. They historically start terrible. They're like Joe Burrow is like 1-17 or something bananas like that in like the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season in his NFL career. It's an obnoxiously terrible record.
Yeah. Yeah. Washington's awful. Lyle, what do you got for quarterbacks?
Yeah, ride the hot hand. I'm going with Derek Carr at $5,800 on DraftKings. He's been the hottest quarterback in the league, whether you're playing standard fantasy or even the DK. So I just like Carr. They have a decent matchup against Philadelphia. Their defense has been nothing special, and they're at home. So heck, he's cheaper than Kirk Cousins. So maybe Jack will take that guy.
Jack, what do you got?
Well, I like Burrow personally for the chalk, but if you want to save some money and you want to get some points and you want to do it one time only, Gardner Minshew, yep. Carolina coming to Vegas. He looked pretty good. They still don't have much of a running game. Him and Davante Adams and Brock Bowers, he's got something going. So I think he's going to, you know, he's what, 5,300, right? So if he gets us 15 points, we really did something. I like it.
I like everything the guys have said. I am in on Darnold Carr. I even like Minshew. I also like Brock Purdy. I know the 49ers are banged up, and I just talked about that, and we'll talk about that more. But this is all about the Rams defense, who it just decimated. There's nothing left there. And if you have too much money, Brock Purdy at 6,000 seems like a fairly solid play. How about running backs, Lyle?
Here you go, Brian Robinson Jr. I know he's playing for the Washington team that hasn't been exactly lighting it up on the scoreboard, but he's been getting a lot of volume. They've been including him more in the passing game. And for $5,900, I think he's a, I don't know. I think there's certainly a more expensive options out there, but I think he's a good mid-value pick for you this week.
Jack, what do you got for running backs?
I'm not saving any money. I'm getting Kamara at 7,500, and I'm going Jordan Mason at 6,200. Just what you said about that Rams D, John. They got nothing left. Plus, we got no Debo, no CMC. George Kittle's a little bit banged up. I mean, this should be a big game for Mason, and you could even maybe throw Juszczyk in if you're getting real desperate in the flex.
I like the Mason call. Justin, running backs.
Oh, man. Yeah, listen, I want to take a flyer on, like, Steele or any one of these guys that are getting a spot start. But it's a gamble. And then I'm looking at some of these other values, and I'm like, well, you know, like Chuba Hubbard could have a good week. Andy Dalton's coming in. Carolina could be more competitive. He could get some goal line work. But I don't feel like Chuba Hubbard's a guy that gets you 20, 30 points. So the cheapest one I can find on here that I truly believe this week could potentially hit 20 points is Tony Pollard for Tennessee. Tony Pollard's pretty much taking that backfield over. He's getting pass catching work. He's getting rushing attempts. And he looks healthy. I think it took him a lot longer to recover from the injury last season than people realize. He said in like week 9 or 10, he was finally feeling 100%. And that's when he started playing significantly better. So I'm going to go with Pollard against Green Bay at home, who is really struggling against the run this season. $6,000.
I like that one, too. I like Bucky Irving if you need some to save some money. Doesn't look like Rashad White is going to be suiting up. Bucky Irving has looked pretty good, 5,100 against the Broncos. And I can't believe these words are going to come out of my mouth. Zamir White against the Panthers. The Raiders should win this game. Zamir White is the guy. He has no part of the passing game whatsoever. But if they're going to run, I think he's pretty healthy. $5,500, maybe that's a GPP play. I don't know, but I'm okay throwing him in there. How about wide
receiver? If you listen to the Raiders coach, they'll definitely be playing him a lot. Sounds like he wants to get him the ball this week.
Good.
So we'll see if Coach actually follows through with it, though.
There you go. All right. Wide receivers, move on to them. Jack.
Yeah, I'll give you my two quick. I'll give you my top dollar one, Marvin Harrison Jr., Detroit, coming to Arizona. Detroit, secondary, not good. Marvin Harrison Jr., phenomenal. My cheap option, I'm going Jalen Naylor. They're calling him Speedy. I'm calling him Jalen. Houston coming to Minnesota. JJ, questionable, but going to play. I just think that with Addison out and you know, Hockenson still being out, Houston's going to put up points. Naylor's going to have to get a big bomb touchdown. And, man, Darnold's look real good. So for $4,400, I mean, I just don't see how you beat it for that price.
Justin, wide receivers.
Oh boy, I spent big. I paired Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow, but if you want to save some money, you could take a look at Rashid Shaheed. Is still only $5,300, and I definitely am going to go with him. New Philadelphia is 30th. I think Philadelphia plays New Orleans a little bit tougher, but their secondary is a void. They have real problems on the back end in Philadelphia. And New Orleans, as we've talked about, is the hottest team in football right now, especially explosive big plays. So I'm going to throw Shaheed in there for 5,300.
Lyle, what do you got?
I like the Naylor call. I'm pairing Chris Olave with the Carr. He's at $6,300. I think Brandon Ayuk's another good mid-value play, $6,200 just because of all the injured weapons in San Francisco. And if you're going to save some money, I like Jordan Whittington. Kind of sight unseen. He hasn't really been proven yet, but with all the injured receivers in that Rams offense, he could go off at 4,200.
I had Whittington written down as well. We'll talk more about him, I'm guessing, in our next segment. Yeah, Jameson Williams is fun at 5,800 against the Cardinals, who don't have a defense. I love the Shahid call. Brandon Ayuk at 6,200 may be the biggest value of the week. No Debo, no
Kittle. About the other receiver in San Fran, John? How about some Juwan Jennings?
Juwan Jennings?
$4,000, $4,100. Yep, we've seen in the past, too, he is a guy that tends to get the most of the Debo Ayuk type work. You know, if those guys are out, if they have real injury problems. So I don't mind Juwan Jennings either.
No,
your mom gets the most of the Debo. I know that.
He will be stepping in for sure. Jennings will be this week. A lower play that I don't mind this week is Elijah Moore, $3,600. He had 6 of 8 targets he hauled in for 44 yards. Yeah, there's nothing sexy about that, but that does mean he's an option for Deshaun Watson, who kind of had a little bit of a turnaround. We're talking $3,600 here, guys. These are the lineup fillers that you just hope might get you 15 points. I think Elijah Moore can be on that list. There's a whole mess of them. Jordan Whittington. How about DeMarcus Robinson at 5,000? I mean, they're all out there. Let's roll. But
we don't say Deshaun Watson and turn around. That's ask any massage therapist. You don't put those in the same sentence like that.
Nothing like a little controversy on the fantasy football foursome. Justin, tight ends.
This is where I'm going to take a flyer, and I'm going to take that flyer on a little Kobe Parkinson for the LA Rams going against San Francisco. He's only $3,600. I'll be honest, that's the main reason, and he's getting a decent number of targets.
What do you got, Lyle?
I think you got to go Brock Bowers. He's kind of been the steal of the tight end drafts so far, and then Daly's a good buy too at $5,400. I don't think you're going to be able to get him for much less than that the remainder of the season.
No, that's a fact. Jack?
I'm going Jonnu Smith, Miami at Seattle. Seattle, not great against tight ends. Plus, he got caught six out of seven, I think, targets last week, and is doing better with Skyler, where he had, like, I think maybe one target in week one. So I think he's going to be the big up play in Miami, like that relief valve. So for $3,400, I needed to save some money because I'm going big in the flex. That's what I got.
Yeah. If you're playing fantasy football and listening to this show, you know that tight end is, other than a couple of guys, a total punt this year.
Brutal. It's brutal this year.
I mean, I'm looking down here and just thinking, well, like you were saying, save money. Who can I just throw in at $2,500 and just expect 2 points and save all my money for everybody else? I can't invest $6,000 in Trey McBride or Sam Laporta when I have no clue what is going to happen. So
yeah, I trade you Sam Laporta in our league for like a handshake and a hug. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a pretty rough start there for the Laporta managers. Let's roll through defenses quick. Lyle.
I got to think Tampa Bay, after the performance last week against Detroit, now they get Denver at home for $3,000. I think they're my bargain of the week.
Yeah, I'd say, Jack.
I got no fear at $2,400 of playing the Vikings against Houston. We have underrated this team. I thought they were going to be hot garbage. That defense is playing lights out. I don't think it matters that it's C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins. I think they're for $2,400. I think they're going to probably get you 10 points on DraftKings. They're not going to get the 18 they're averaging, I don't think, but they're going to be real good for the value.
Justin.
Exactly what Jack said. I'm rolling with the Vikings as well. The price is just too good. They're creating turnovers. They got the exotic blitzes. Flores looks good. We know it tailed off a little bit last year towards the end, but it's only week 3, baby. Give me the Vikes and Flores all day.
I think a cute GPP play for this week is Tennessee against Green Bay. Tennessee has a terrible offense, and that's kind of all we're thinking about. They got a pretty good defense, and Malik Willis, banged up Jordan Love. Why not? I don't mind Tennessee at all for $2,700. Let's come back and talk waiver wire for week 3. There is some value out there as well. And go grab that free 94.1 The Loon app. If you haven't, you can take the fantasy football foursome anywhere with you and listen to the show anytime you want. We'll be right back on the fantasy football foursome on The Loon. We're back on the fantasy football foursome. Pizza and football is always a winning combination. To make you feel good to shop local? Well, it should. Stop by or dial up Giovanni's Pizza and enjoy the game even more. It's locally owned and operated. Giovanni's uses fresh ingredients. They have take and bake options so you can have them ready for the games tomorrow. Pizza, wings, wraps, pasta, and yes, there's even salad. They have delivery. They have dine-in, take and bake. Smells and tastes like football season to me. Just call Giovanni's Pizza in Wilmer now and take a break from cooking. 235-5555 or online at giovannisofwilmer.com. Time to talk waiver wire, fellas. Quarterbacks, who's out there? Who you looking at, Justin?
There's a lot out there, honestly, depending on your leagues. I will go with one I've seen the most on waiver wires. He's available in almost 50% of leagues, even in one quarterback leagues, with all the injuries. If Jared Goff is sitting out there, I would go grab him. It's a couple games. He hasn't looked great, but we know Jared Goff isn't elite. However, when it comes to fantasy football with that offense, and I do think that he is going to start to improve his play quite a bit, and he's got just a ton of weapons. Truth be told, I think it's simply the massive uptick in targets for Williams since he's come back is a direct decrease in targets for Laporta. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's throwing the whole offense off. I think it's taking them some time to kind of figure out their offense with Williams in it. And once they do, I think Goff will take off. So I like Jared Goff.
Lyle.
Goff's a good one. I think a real trendy one is definitely Derek Carr. He's available in about 30-some% of leagues. If you're going to go a little deeper, though, I'll go Sam Darnold. 15% available. He's available in 15% of ESPN leagues. He's had two solid weeks. The weapons are there. They're going to get healthier, hopefully, with Addison and Hockenson eventually returning. So, especially in a deeper league or a two-quarterback league, Superflex. I like Darnold Lesser, number two.
Jack.
I'm glad they didn't use it, but Gino Bambino Smith, baby. He's the number 10 quarterback in our Loon League. He's 4 to 5 rush attempts a game. Last game was over 300 yards. Metcalf looked good. Lockett's looking pretty good. Jackson Smith and Jigba's looking real good. So I think the guy's just surrounded by talent. I think you could plug him in your starting lineup and just run with it.
Yeah, I'm with all you guys. There isn't a bad choice in that. I'm actually shocked that Darnold's available in 85% of leagues. And I'm pretty shocked that Geno's available in 75% of leagues. I mean, I guess they're all single quarterback, and we have no idea how many people are in these leagues. But, man, those are guys that I would be rostering. Goff, same way. Yeah, anyway. Move on to running backs, Lyle.
Well, this is the chalkiest of the chalk. You got to go Carson Steele. I think ESPN leagues still available in 55% or 45% of leagues. He's going to get, I think, more carries in this Kansas City offense. He's supposed to typically, I think, the word on the street sounds like he's going to get the goal line carries too. So I think Steele's the best pickup out of that Kansas City bunch. Maybe Samaje Perine if you really are tied to that Kansas City offense and want a piece of it.
Jack.
Yeah, I agree. And even though I don't want anything to do with the Browns, I think if you've got Jerome Ford, you got to get Dante Foreman and just put him on the bench as a backup. I think that your waiver wires on your running backs right now need to be your handcuffs. And don't be afraid to go a couple deep. I've got Jordan Mason, and I've also got, Grendo or whatever. Like, I'm taking the backup because they're all getting injured, man, and eventually someone's going to rise to the top. So find the team you like and get that player.
Justin.
Yeah, Jack, I mean, honestly, kind of nailed it. It's all about backups right now on the waiver wire. You can roll the dice on the Kansas City starter. You can go try and grab Pierce or, God forbid, Cam Akers in the event that Joe Mixon doesn't play. But the only real decision you're making right now, if you're looking for running backs, is do I want my backups or do I want somebody else's backups? I'm going to target Bucky Irving, guys like that, Braylon Allen, whether they're mine or not, they're getting an uptick in touches and one injury to Breece Hall, who's been injured before. But even without the injury, we saw it last night, Allen got a fair amount of carries. So I'm targeting Braylon Allen and Bucky Irving right now of Tampa Bay as two guys I'm going to try and get on my bench and hang on to for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't forget about Kareem Hunt. If you have a deep enough bench or maybe you're in a 14 or 16 team league, don't forget about Kareem Hunt. He's signed to the practice squad, knows the offense. I don't know if there's any tread left on those tires. 1 week plug and play, Justice Hill. And here's why. They're going up against Dallas, and Derrick Henry is, as we've known for all of Derrick Henry's career, not really part of the passing game. Justice Hill more that role. If things go sideways in Dallas, Justice Hill could be a 10, 12-point guy this week. Maybe. We'll see. Wide receivers, Jack.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more meat on the bones here. We talked about a couple earlier, but I'm going to go with one that right now is ranked sixth in our league. Unfortunately, Eric's got him, but Alec Pierce in Indianapolis, 24 points followed by a 16-point outing. You know, he's the one that seems to have the most physical rapport with Richardson going right now. So he's finding himself available. He is available in 66% of leagues. So, you know, the number six wide receiver 2 weeks in Anthony Richardson throwing him the ball, I don't know why he's still available in all these leagues.
Right. Justin.
Man, I agree. It's kind of pick or choose your poison. There are plenty of middling starting receivers out there. You've got the Rams receivers, whether it's Whittington or Robinson. You've got Juwan Jennings. Great take on Alec Pierce. Quentin Johnson sitting out there in most leagues. Personally, I don't want him. I think, you know, the Chargers are running a similar defense to what they ran in Michigan with Harbaugh. It's very, very run heavy, hoping to be efficient in the passing game. But yeah, take Juwan Jennings, Alan Lazard, any of the Rams receivers, all available generally in 50% or more of the leagues.
Lyle.
Yeah, those are some good ones. I'm going to just touch real quick on the running backs again. These guys have it right too with the backups, but here's a couple more that I want you to pick up. Ty Chandler and Rico Dowdle. Mm. And these receivers, there's a lot of like 20, 30% owned kind of guys. Even DeMario Pops Douglas had a nice game on Thursday night. Maybe he's somebody you want to stash away for the future. And I still have some hope for Xavier Leggett with Carolina now that they've gone to Andy Dalton at quarterback. He might be worth somebody for a long stash in a deeper league.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think all of a sudden now Deontay Johnson could be a flex play this week because Dalton can get the ball to him. My guys, yeah, these guys hit on all of them, but Khalil Shakir, if you've got an injury bug situation, available in 47% of leagues, he's doing all right. Not Dalton Kincaid. I know we're getting to tight end shortly, but Jalen Naylor from the Vikings is available in 97% of leagues, and he's a real thing, a real option. As long as Addison's out, Jalen Naylor's out there. And you know, what's wrong with picking him up and stashing him, or playing him this week, as long as Addison's not on the field. How about some tight ends, Justin?
Oh boy, you talk about an odd position this year. Mm-hmm. None of the superstars are doing great. I am a guy who invested very heavily in Brock Bowers across all my, in fact, my name in the Loon League is I have the Bowers. So I'm very happy. Oddly enough, in most leagues, I have Mark Andrews as well. So, okay, tight end. You guys don't care about any of that. I am going to take a crack at, I'm going to give you a guy that I can almost guarantee you can pick up. He's available in 90% of leagues. Zach Ertz for Washington. They're probably going to be in negative game scripts all season. Jaden Daniels, I think, is, you know, still a very viable fantasy starter with the rushing and everything else. But Ertz has been getting a decent amount of targets, and for now he's healthy. So I like Zach Ertz. And again, you can go get him right now and put him in your lineup, especially with the Kittle injury potentially. Ingram, you know, is still hurt and likely not playing. There you go.
Lyle.
Hunter Henry was an option if you didn't get him, and maybe he played an egg on Thursday. But for the long haul, I think he's still a good pickup. And I like Mike Gesicki one more week, especially if T. Higgins is out. He had 9 targets, 7 catches. And if Cincinnati's going to have to throw the ball with Burrow all the time, I think he could be a good option for, especially this week.
Jack?
Yeah, I would say I like Zach Ertz. Plus, let's don't forget the biggest bonus. Then you get to change your team name to my Zach Ertz. So that's the biggest thing there. I picked up Hunter Henry, a little disappointed. But I think, again, I like Jonu Smith on a one time on the daily. But if he's the one that ends up being that relief valve in Miami, then you might wish you had him. And tight end sucks so bad, take flyer on somebody, right? Like, honestly, if I get 5 points out of the tight end, I'm ecstatic. Of course, I got 2, but I'm going to get 5.
I don't even want to give you guys a name. I just don't even see anything out here I want. As a guy who had some Evan Ingram, he's not playing this week, so the backup there is Brenton Strange. Strange is exactly right. Available in 97% of leagues, and then you're tying yourself to Trevor Lawrence. I'd play with an injured guy. That's the best I can tell you. I'm so tired of tight end this year. Let's roll through defenses pretty quick. Lyle, what do you got?
Vegas, they get Carolina. They're available in probably half the leagues. Yahoo, I think they're available in 60%.
Jack.
All right, that's a long time coming away for the Bills. 75% availability. They've got the Jags coming to New York on Monday night. I can't believe that they're actually available in as many leagues as they are. I think too many people are holding on to these namesake defenses. The Bills are looking really good on defense, and Josh Allen's keeping the ball, time of possession on offense. So get them Bills against the Jags.
Justin.
You know what? Honestly, as long as it isn't the Rams, the Cardinals, the Panthers, the Giants, or the Commanders, you should be safe. Pick any one of those. I'm looking at all these defenses, and I'd be just fine with any of them. I'll roll the dice on the Vikings or Houston, and they play each other. The Titans. Again, I don't mind the Titans either. They're a much better defense than people realize. So pick any one of those. Just stay away from them. Again, the Commanders, the Giants, the Cardinals, the Rams, the Panthers.
You should be okay. You took mine. I was going to go back to – I mean, I picked them for DFS, the Titans, available in 97% of leagues against a banged-up Packers squad. All right, we got Trenchman Bencham. Talk about the remaining games for week 3. Thanks for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. And if you miss any part of today's show, go online, 941theloon.com. Grab that free 941 The Loon app, and you can take us anywhere, listen to anything you may have missed. It's now time for Trenchum and Bencham, our version of Start Sit for Week 3, the remaining games of this week. And it kicks off with the Giants and Cleveland, Jack. What do you got?
Well, it's not often you get to preview the Super Bowl, John, but here we go.
Yeah.
New York Giants going to Cleveland. We got Malik Nabers in the trench. Danny Dimes, if you got an injured QB and this was who you have as your backup, I think you're good to roll him out this week to get you 12 to 15 fantasy points. That's going to win you the deal. I wouldn't go rearranging my whole roster for a flyer quarterback if you got him. I do like Singletary, and I picked up some shares of him in leagues where I could. I think he looked really good last week, so I've got him in the trenches. And that is as far as it goes on that side of the ball. On to Cleveland. You know my deep, profound, professed love for Deshaun Watson. Listen, I don't care if Deshaun Watson's the number one QB in fantasy. I'm putting him on the bench every week, and I'm not changing that this week. I'm benching him. Feel free to trench him if you're, a dirtbag. I got Jerome Ford running back in the trenches. Amari Cooper, sexy flexy. I'm putting Dante Foreman on my bench from the waiver wire to back up Jerome Ford, and that's all I got. I don't like either defense. I don't really like this game, but I'm hoping the Giants destroy Cleveland like I am every team. Until they get rid of Deshaun Watson.
The only thing that could make this game better, there's a slight chance of rain in the forecast, and Cleveland is favored by 6.5 points. When's the last time you've heard that? Lyle, Chicago, Indianapolis.
Well, there's definitely some more fantasy viable players in this one. Maybe not a Super Bowl preview, but I think there's really only a couple good plays, though, for the Bears, and that's DJ Moore to start with. He turned 18 targets into just 11 catches and not a lot of fantasy points, but I think he's still a wide receiver too. I think the rest of your Bears, you're probably putting on the bench. Caleb Williams has been a disaster so far, 12 fantasy points in 2 games. I know this Indy defense isn't very good, and I think they're pretty weak against the run, but that's not saying much for DeAndre Swift, who's been pretty much a disaster as well, running the ball. Maybe in a super deep league, you could use him as a flex. I'm just expecting Chicago to hand him the ball a little bit more than they have the first 2 weeks. I'm keeping Keenan Allen on the bench. Even if he does suit up, I don't know if they're going to have enough volume in the passing game to really generate him enough fantasy value. And Roma Dunze also is questionable with an injury. So I'm keeping those guys in the bench this week. As for Indianapolis, I think he got 3 starts for sure. Anthony Richardson, even though he had quite a disappointing passing week in Green Bay last week, I think he steps his game up, and he's a top 12 quarterback this week. I think Jonathan Taylor is an RB1 every week. And I still am going to stick with Michael Pittman. He's had 15 targets. It's only resulted in 12 fantasy points. I think he has his best game of the year and can be at least a safe wide receiver 3 for you. I know Alec Pierce has been a hot, trendy player to pick up, but I'm going to keep him on the bench. Same with Adonai Mitchell, and the injured Josh Downs, who I think is still questionable for this one.
Caleb Williams, play not well. Fingernails look phenomenal. Indianapolis favored by one. Houston taking on the purple, Justin.
All right. This could be a really fun game to watch this week. I'm going to start on the Houston side of the ball. Nico Collins is the alpha receiver in Houston. I know some people were thinking, you know, will it be Diggs? Will it be Nico? A lot of people really like Tank Dell. By the way, non-existent the first couple of weeks for the most part. But Nico Collins in the trenches. Stephon Diggs also in the trenches. He's been very involved. Joe Mixon, if he plays, I don't love this. Even if he does, he hasn't practiced most of the week here. But you got to put him in if he's a go. C.J. Stroud, he's absolutely in the trenches. Tank Dell, listen, if you have like Rashid Shaheed that you grabbed off the waiver wire, if you have an option like that, put Dell on your bench until he does something, because he's done almost nothing for two whole games. I'm leaving him on the bench right now. I will trench that Texans defense. I got no problem playing them, and I'll play Dalton Schultz because he's as good as any other tight end. Man, if it's I don't know what to tell you with the backup situation. If Mixon doesn't go, you know, Pierce hasn't been practicing either, I'd stay away from the whole thing. It could be Pierce. It could be Akers. It could be Joe Mixon at this point. So unless it's Joe Mixon, I'm probably just going to avoid it. On to the Minnesota Vikings side of the ball. Kind of similar in the number of starts. I'm fine to trench that Vikings defense as well. They're balling out. Justin Jefferson's in the trenches. Aaron Jones for sure. Jordan Addison if he goes. And I am fine with Sam Darnold this week as well. I know Houston's had a few picks, but they played Indy and they played Chicago. They basically played back-to-back rookie quarterbacks. Richardson hardly played last season. And he's not the best passer anyway at this point in his career. So I like that Vikings defense and Sam Darnold this week.
Houston favored by two. I think Tank Dell does break out. I don't think it's in this game, but I think he's a good buy-low candidate. Philadelphia taking on New Orleans. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. Nothing I love more than talking a little Philadelphia Eagle football, so we'll get through this fast. Hurts, Barkley, start him. Devonta Smith is going to be a target monster, I think, this week. Make sure he's a wide receiver, one. A.J. Brown is out. Jahan Dotson, not yet. I think he had one target or one catch last week, something like that. Dallas Goedert, I guess, in a tight end mandatory league. It just doesn't matter, tight ends. Over to New Orleans, and Philadelphia's defense is not a play this week. That they're not a play any week, I don't think. New Orleans Saints, Derek Carr, your fourth-ranked fantasy quarterback. Yep, you're starting him this week. This offense goes through three players, and you're going to start them all. And that's it. That's all it goes through. And that's Alvin Kamara, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed. That's the end of New Orleans. If you've got him, you start him, and you start him this week for sure. I think this is a high-scoring game. I don't know what the over-under is, but don't be afraid to go over. I do know New Orleans is favored by 3 points. Jack, you're up next. L.A. Chargers, Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, let's do it, John. Am I coming in loud and clear?
Yes.
Awesome. So the Chargers, Herbert, questionable, and you know what? So has been his play all year. I think you could put this guy on the bench, John. Honestly, I might even like a Justin Fields over Herbert this week between the two, just straight up getting fantasy points. J.K. Dobbins, we might have missed a little on him preseason, talking, making jokes about him. I'm going to put him in the trenches. McConkey, again, against Pittsburgh. I don't know how much they're going to need to air the ball out if they can get a couple field goals, but he's the only receiver option that I like there. They've got a lot of names, Johnson, Palmer. But I just – McConkey's the only one that I would want actually on my fantasy roster. I think the rest of these guys are – fly-by-nights are going to be gone totally. And then Gus Edwards, who, you know, he was like this big, attractive pickup. Nothing's gone on with him, and he's absolutely not going to run through the D-line of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he's 100% on my bench. On to the Pittsburgh side of the ball, I'm one of those guys, John. I love the story of them getting Russell Wilson and then Justin Fields coming in. There's a meme that's like Justin Fields looking at Russell Wilson like Tom Hanks and that dude in the movie. He goes, hey, look at me. I'm the captain now. So Justin Fields has got this thing. I've got him in the trenches. Terrible football, but, man, good fantasy points are possible. Pickens, one of the best receivers in the league right now. He's in there. I've got Harris and Warren in Sexy Flexi. Freiermuth and the tight end mandatory, and I'll put in the kicker and the defense. I think Pittsburgh wins this one handily.
Pittsburgh faking the Russell Wilson injury so that they can just let – they've got a good backup and let Denver still pay him. Pittsburgh favored by 1.5. Lyle, you get Denver and Tampa Bay.
Yeah, an interesting matchup with a really bad rookie quarterback. Turns out Bo Nix isn't good at football yet. 4 picks so far. And turns out there hasn't been a rookie quarterback to throw a touchdown in real football all season. That's hard to believe. But I don't – maybe it'll happen this week, but I'm not putting Bo Nix in my lap. I think the only Denver player to even consider is Javonte Williams, and he's averaging 2.1 yards per carry. So I think his only saving grace is that in a PPR format, he is involved in the passing game. So I think you can put him as a flex, and I'm keeping Cortland Sutton on my bench even. I know he has 12 targets, but it's only 10 fantasy points, and Denver has been just brutal on offense, and Tampa Bay's D is pretty good. I don't really see any other starters for the Broncos. For Tampa Bay, you got to have 4 guys, I think, in your trenches. You're playing Baker Mayfield. He's quarterback 2 in fantasy football so far this year. And that's mostly because Chris Godwin has been outstanding. He's wide receiver 1. You're playing Chris Godwin. He's at least a wide receiver 2 for the remainder of the year. You're still playing Mike Evans. It's been a little bit of a slow start, but he's a safe, I think, wide receiver 2. Then you got Rashad White, who, just like Javonte Williams, is averaging 2 yards per carry. Fortunately, he gets volume. I think he's a safe RB2. And just for deep divers, Jalen McMillan and Bucky Irving, I think they're both good stashes. McMillan, I think, would be a great pickup if Evans or Godwin would go down with an injury. And I think Bucky Irving is a great pickup. He's had 18 touches in 2 weeks, so make sure you pick him up.
Tampa Bay favored by 6.5 points. Last game of the noon slate, Justin, is yours, and that's Green Bay and Tennessee.
Okay, Josh Jacobs, 30-plus carries last week. I'm putting him in the trenches. Speaking of which, a nice little tasty waiver wire pickup could be Emmanuel Wilson. I think that's his name. The only healthy running back left now. A.J. Dillon's on IR, as is Marshawn Lloyd. And Jacobs just totaled the ball like 33 times last week. So Wilson might be a real good pickup for you if you are – in need of some running back help on your roster, but I'm going to trench Josh Jacobs. If Jordan Love plays, I am going to trench him, and I'll play Jordan Love if he's a go this week. I think they hold him back at least one more week. If they do, I'm staying away from all the receivers. Tennessee's defense, it looks good. They've played well without a Jordan Love this week. I think they keep that going. They're another team that has not played any real good quarterbacks the first couple weeks. And that's, you know, so it's just hard to gauge how good they are in the secondary. So, Josh Jacobs, the only guy I really want to trench in this game, and the Packers defense. Again, though, if the quarterback ends up playing Love, go ahead and put him in along with Jaden Reed. Onto the Tennessee side of the ball. I'm going to trench Calvin Ridley, cause he has been solid, and Tony Pollard, and I'll play the Tennessee defense, and that's it for this game. No Jordan Love. I think Tennessee wins because it's at home.
Well, they're favored by 1.5. That is Tennessee. Late afternoon games. I will start it off with a barn burner between the Carolina Panthers and the Las Vegas Raiders. Carolina Panthers have 2 throw your hands up flexes, and that's Diontae Johnson. And that's Adam Thielen. Thielen is getting open. There is film of that. It's just Bryce Young isn't hitting anybody, or wasn't hitting anybody. He's on the bench now. The Bricktop Bomber, Andy Dalton, is taking over. And I'm still not starting him or anything like that. But I think you can maybe throw Diontae Johnson, Adam Thielen out there as a flex. That's it. The Raiders, 2 quarterback leagues, something like that, a deep league. Gardner Minshew, you could start him this week, but only in those scenarios. There's better help out there, especially when we're talking about guys like Sam Darnold being only 15% owned. Zamir White, I kind of like him as a flex. I talked about that earlier. I think he's going to get a lot of ground time against a terrible Carolina Panthers defense, team in general, ownership. All of it sucks. Davante Adams, you're starting him for sure. And Brock Bowers, the toast of the town when it comes to tight ends, you're putting him out there for sure. Las Vegas is favored by 5 at home. Back to you, Jack. Miami, Seattle.
Let's do it, John. And I'll tell you, I like some Chuba Hubbard this week.
Yeah.
I think the Red Rocket could open things up. And, you know, sometimes you get that spark and players start playing. I mean, it's had to have been hard for them with Bryce Young. I mean, no matter how hard you run, You're going to lose. Now they got a chance. So, Miami, we're starting all the usual suspects, regardless of Mr. Thompson. So we're going Achane, we're going Hill, Waddle. I'm even starting the kicker. I'm going with Jonnu Smith at tight end. I don't really mind the Miami defense. I think there's a lot better options this week. But if you're 12 team and that's your defense, don't go switching it around because the Seahawks are coming to town. On the Seattle side of the ball, it's a lot sexier, I think, now that Tua's out. So we're going with Gino Bambino, putting him in for sure. And again, he's available on those waiver wires. Go get him. Watch this late afternoon kickoff, John. If Walker's healthy, put him in. But if you don't have Charbonnet, you got to check your lineup and make sure this guy is not rostered somewhere that you can't throw a flex or do a time position switch. And then we've got Metcalf, Lockett, and Njigba. I like him in this order. Njigba, Metcalf, Lockett. Start him if you got him. Go with the kicker. I love the defense. Should be a fun game. I think Seattle's going to win, but it should be a fun game to watch.
Chance of rain in the forecast. Seattle favored by 4. Lyle, you've got Detroit and Arizona.
Yeah, it's probably going to be one of the higher scoring games of the week, and that means a lot of fantasy plays. Jared Goff's had a really rough start here, but I'm going to stick with him. I think if you're in a deep 12 team or more, or certainly a two quarterback league, you're playing Mr. Goff this week. Jahmyr Gibbs, he's had 13 targets, 24 carries so far. That's a lot of volume for him. That makes him and I think David Montgomery top 12 running back so far. So you're playing both those guys. Amon-Ra, St. Brown, a must start. And Jameson Williams, is it steal the draft at this point? Is it too early to call him that? He's a wide receiver 6, getting you 20 fantasy points on average a week. So you're playing him. Sam Laporta has been the disappointment of the whole group. 6 catches so far, but if you're in tight end mandatory setups, you're still playing him as well. And then for Arizona, you got Kyler Murray. He's quarterback 3 early on in the season, so you're playing him. James Conner's an RB1, so you're putting him in the trenches. And I know everybody was worried about Marvin Harrison after week 1, but one solid week has boosted him already into the top 20 for wide receivers. He's a solid wide receiver 2. Then you got Trey Bake McBride. You got to play him. He's a tight end stud, even though nobody has really emerged at that position yet. You're going to keep trotting him out there. And maybe in a deeper league, I could see a little Greg Dortch as a sexy flexi this week.
Marvin Harrison, 7 quarters and 1 really good one, but I'm with you on that. He really showed. Detroit favored by 3 in what is going to be a fun game to watch for sure. Baltimore, Dallas, Justin.
Okay. Well, we'll start on the Baltimore side, the visiting team. I cannot wait for this game to be over to hear which one of the two fan bases completely lose their minds, because one of these teams could be 0-3, or one of them could be 1-2, and it's a couple bad losses. So I cannot wait. Here we go. Sorry, John. Honestly, I hope Dallas wins because I feel like you could really use a win. So we'll start with Baltimore. Lamar Jackson's in the trenches, doing that Lamar Jackson thing, right? He's going to get you 13 or he's going to get you 30-some points. Roll the dice. You have to. It's Lamar Jackson. Derrick Henry, better last week. He's fine. I'm putting him in the trenches. Dallas really struggling against the run right now. So I'll throw Henry in there. Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely. It's a 50-50. Honestly, because I have like Bowers, I'm benching Andrews in a few leagues. By no means am I dumping him or getting rid of him. I think he'll be fine long term. But Baltimore's offense is out of sync right now, and they're not getting great O-line play. It just doesn't seem like they can quite figure out exactly how they want to do things. But Harbaugh seems oddly a little bit lost this year, but it's only a couple weeks. We'll see. That Ravens defense, man. I'm staying away from the defenses in this game. I'm sure they'll both be fine, but I'm going to stay away from them. That's it on that side of the ball. On to the Dallas side, I'm going to trench CeeDee Lamb. I'll put Jake Ferguson in there if he goes, and I'll play Dak Prescott this week as well. And that's it. I'm excited for the game. You're probably safe to play the defenses. It's just a gut feeling for me. I'm going to stay away from them this week.
Baltimore is favored by 1. I get San Francisco versus the Rams. Well, we discussed it ad nauseum. The Rams defense, awful, just awful. So I like Brock Purdy. I love Jordan Mason. Debo Samuel not playing this week, so I love Brandon Ayuk to finally pay off for where you probably drafted him in your leagues. And I don't even mind a little flex to Juwan Jennings. Now, I think George Kittle is not going to go, but you're going to have to keep an eye on that for sure. The backup is something called Eric Saubert or Jake Tongas. I don't know why I even said all that. I think we're staying away from San Francisco tight ends this week. Then over to the Rams. Clearly, they're going to be passing the ball a lot in this game. So it is up to you if you want to throw Matthew Stafford out there. Kyren Williams, been a disappointment for you. I think pretty much this whole team has. Kupp not going to play, of course. Nakua not going to play. So you've got what we talked about earlier, DeMarcus Robinson, Jordan Whittington. I'm just not confident enough against this Niners defense at this point to throw those guys out there. I do not mind in a tight end mandatory start, Colby Parkinson. San Francisco is favored in the game by 7 points. So here is what we're going to do. We're going to do. We're going to turn this over to the app for the remaining games for week 3 of the NFL season and tell you that this is going to do it for us on the radio for this week. Now, if you miss any part of today's show or you want to hear the other three, you got to grab that free 94.1 The Loon app or go online to 941theloon.com and stream the show there. We want to thank our producer, Nate Thomas. And for Jack, Justin, and Lyle, my name is John Jennings. We'll see you next Saturday, but we'll hopefully see you on the app for the Fantasy Football Foursome.